This radio show is completely funded by member subscriptions at patreon.com/Ron Keel. I personally do not take any of the revenue generated by the commercial advertising you hear during the program. I get my right to rock from the fans who subscribe to the premium content on my Patreon page. Exclusive audio, video, music, personal interaction, merch discounts, and lots more. Visit patreon.com/Ron Keel.
Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer at Keel. You know, I was freaking out.
Because I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I am just a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh, man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eddie Trunk, and you're listening to my old buddy, the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel.
Welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Hell yeah! Let's do this!
Ground control, Metal Cowboy, you're cleared for takeoff.
Your fearless frontman reporting for duty. I hope wherever you're listening and whenever you're listening, you're doing well. As I record this special paranormal edition of the show, it is the winter of 2023. On this edition, we're going to explore the connections between rock and roll and the paranormal. Like many of you, I'm fascinated by subjects like UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, lost civilizations, secret government agendas, pretty much anything that requires us to use our imagination and ask questions like, what if? And I'm calling on an expert, a true icon in the field of alternative media. My good friend and special guest, Jimmy Church, is at the forefront of bringing these topics into the mainstream. He's a popular radio and TV personality for the Game Changer Network and the History Channel and A&E networks. He's the host of the immensely popular Fade to Black radio show, JimmyChurchRadio.com, the producer and co-star of the feature film The Observers, and the narrator of the hit movie Extraordinary, The Revelations, both available to view on Amazon Prime and many other platforms. He co-starred on History Channel's Hangar One, The UFO Files. He's the host of Into the Vortex on the Gaia television network. Jimmy's appeared on Expedition X on the Travel Channel, featured in the documentary UFO Cover-Ups, Secrets Revealed. I mean, his list of credits could fill the rest of the show, but we've got music to play and stories to tell with my special guest, Jimmy Church, as this special paranormal edition of the Streets of Rock and Roll leads us straight into the Twilight Zone.
Are still warm.
You're in the Twilight Zone on the Streets of Rock and Roll. I'm your host, Ron Keel. Many of the songs on this edition of the program were suggested by you, the listeners, on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, /X, at Ron Keel. So thanks for the great song ideas. My renewed friendship with Jimmy Church actually took root on Twitter a few years back as I was following him as a fan. I listen to a lot of talk radio, podcasts. I especially enjoy programs that delve into the paranormal, conspiracy theories and such, and I've been a fan of Jimmy's work for many years. So cool to have him on the line right now. Jimmy, welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll. Thanks for doing this, man.
Ron Keel. When I grow up, I want to be Ron Keel. That's my goal. That's my goal in life. Ron, we've become really close over the last few years. We've known each other. I'm going to say it right now. Known each other for 40 years, wow. Man. Right. You know, what happened? And here's the thing with all of that. And thank you to everybody and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. But Ron, when you reached out to me, it was so special. And, to get an email, from somebody that I've had an immense amount of respect for so many years, I've known you for so long, for you to reach out to me and go, hey, man, it's Ron, and I heard you on Coast to Coast, you know, and I was like, Ron's into this stuff. And I remember writing you back. You're joking, right? And you go, man, I am fully engaged in all of this. And here's the trippy part about that is, as you know, I come from a music background, and you and I have a zillion mutual friends in the music industry. But the conspiracy, UFO, aliens, ghosts, time travel, all that, I kept that stuff secret in my music career. Once I started this thing, 10, 15 years ago, I was very quickly shot out of a cannon. And I went from being, just me to somebody that was central in this subject matter. And in doing that, you and our mutual friends started reaching out to me going, Church, I've got to talk to you about something. And the list of musicians that have been following this subject that didn't talk about it either, right? Suddenly we had this mutual thing. And it showed me, Ron, that I chose the right path. And that path was to be me. And what is me? Music, guitars, rock and roll, heavy metal, good food, and aliens, right? and if I could do a show that was just about the subjects that interested me, then I'm being honest with myself. I just didn't know how many people out there were like me that would come back and listen. And it turned out, as we all know now, it was in the millions. And it made me feel good that I wasn't alone in the world. And that includes the fans that listen to my show and follow, my TV stuff and my film work, that they are not alone either. And we're all united with music. We're all united with asking questions. And it's a wonderful day for sure.
As you mentioned, you and I go back to the Hollywood heyday, the SoCal hard rock and metal scene of the 80s. How did you cross over into broadcasting and especially into the paranormal alternative media?
Shall I tell the truth or do I embellish? The truth to the matter is back when, you know, let's turn this back into the early 2000s, late 1990s, 2000s, when Metallica got into their lawsuit about copyright infringement and file sharing. That, at that point, had changed, and not only the music industry, but it changed the internet. And going on at the same time was Pro Tools and the cost of hard drives and the ability to record at home. So the, and you remember back in the day, there was a recording studio on every corner in Los Angeles, and you recorded in most of them, right?
Yeah.
And they all started to shut down. And me as a producer and an engineer, where I never had to go and find work, it was always there, it dried up. And I backed up and I thought to myself, this is a perfect time for a career change. If there was ever one, the writing is on the wall for a lot of these different things. And I said, you know, I want to do radio. And so I decided to, I was financially in a place where I could do something as dramatic as this. And I went back to college, man. Went back to college for broadcast journalism. And went to school, got that out of the way. That took a couple of years, and then hit the ground running. And I didn't know at the time what I knew that I wanted to do: conspiracy and UFO and music and sports and whatever. But how do you combine that into one show? And I just formulated some kind of strange game plan in my head about being honest about who I am. I didn't want to focus on one subject because I don't focus on one subject. I'm interested in all kinds of things. And that's what I chose to do. And I would definitely say right place, right time, a lot of luck, and things turned out on the positive side, which is rare in entertainment, as we both know.
And we're all fortunate that you've had such success in broadcast journalism. I'm speaking with Jimmy Church, and we'll dig a little deeper into some of our favorite topics after we crank up this one from Saxon, Watching the Sky.
Thank you. Retroactive. 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 The coolest stores on the planet. Music, merch, and memorabilia from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Located at Broadway on the Beach in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Visit shopretroactive.com.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, and I'm bringing the right to rock back to Hollywood. I'm coming back to the Sunset Strip where it all began. The Ron Keel Band headlines The Whiskey on Saturday, April 6th. We'll be cranking up the right to rock because the night. Tears of Fire, Rock and Roll Outlaw, music from our albums Fight Like a Band and the brand new one, Keel World. This is over. And of course, we'll go all the way back to the beginning with Steeler. Saturday, April 6th at the Whiskey in Hollywood. Ron Keel Band with special guests Witch and Whiskey Dogs. Get your tickets in advance at whiskeyagogo.com and of course at ronkeel.com.
The right to rock!
I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. The metal cowboy Ron Keel is rocking the airwaves in Sioux Falls.
Megadeth, Hangar 18 on this paranormal edition of the Streets of Rock and Roll. We're talking aliens, UFOs, and high strangeness with my special guest, Jimmy Church. Jimmy, one topic that I can't get enough of personally is our hidden history, the premise that technologically advanced civilizations may have risen and fallen countless times over the past 100,000, maybe millions of years.
Yeah, okay, that's a broad stroke of the pen, Ron. You know why that's on your mind? If we go back, and this is what fascinates me, if we go back and look at the musicians and the bands from the past that had album covers about these subjects, that had songs about these subjects, I was heavily influenced by all of that. And you're no different, right?
Yeah.
We all question our past. And that was always kind of my guide through this. In that if my heroes in music are looking into this, then I'm okay. I'm not strange. And so I've had the honor and the privilege to go around the world and visit these sites and speak with people around the world about their culture and what is literally in their backyard. Now, I just got back from Egypt, and this is my second trip to Egypt in the last year. And when you go to a country like that and you look around where, and this is not a joke, everywhere you look, it doesn't matter if you're in the middle of the desert alone or if you're in a big city like Cairo or Luxor, it doesn't matter. Take a look around and you're going to see something that's 5,000 years old. Now, let's back up for a second and try to absorb what that really means. You and I cut our teeth in Hollywood, California. What's the oldest thing in Hollywood? The In-N-Out burger on La Brea and Sunset, right?
Yeah. You know,
that's our gauge. We don't have a way of getting a perspective, you know, measuring some type of barometer on lost history. And you go to Egypt and you look around and you think to yourself, wait a minute, Stone Age man 5,000 years ago wearing animal skins built that? I don't think so. And so now I don't have the answers, but I can tell you, I think about it, but I can tell you that what we have been taught is just a lie. It is. It's a dogma that has been repeated year after year after year after year, and we tend to accept it. I think that today the citizens of the world, and I'm not here to offend anybody, but the citizens of the world are just smarter than our parents. Right? Our grandparents. We have the internet. We have things. We have access. We have communication. And we can go and research these things. And when you go and you look at something like, for instance, the Great Pyramid that was allegedly built in 20 years and was built 5,000 years ago and was the dawn of civilization, and the dogma, what we are taught, is that a couple of years before they built the Great Pyramid, nomadic tribes wandered in from the desert, you know, butt naked, and suddenly just looked and went, you know what? Let's build the biggest thing in the history of everything right now, and let's make it perfect. It didn't happen that way. And we now realize that. Now, we don't have the answers, but we're definitely asking the questions. And that's where I'm at with all of this.
And who knows, maybe 20,000 years from now, our descendants, aliens, time travelers, they may come here and excavate a concert arena and find an ancient Iron Maiden stage set. And they'll be asking those same questions.
I don't wanna die, I'm a god, why can't
rock is on the horizon from RFK Media. Live the Rock, Volume 1. 15 songs we love from artists we believe in. Featuring RFK Media recording artists, The Fifth, Crashing Wayward, Ron Keel Band, also Pamela Moore, D.B. Bryant, Deirdre, Zam Trip, In Theory, Dogbone featuring Brian J. and Dwayne Miller from Kiel, from Australia, Sisters Doll, from Germany, Snakebite, from Brazil, Night Stinger, and special guest from That Metal Show, Don Jameson, and the new single from RFK All-Stars, American Thunder. Order your copy of Live the Rock now at livetherock.com. Enjoying the rock and the talk with my special guest, Jimmy Church. You can find him online at jimmychurchradio.com. He's got a ton of compelling content for us to enjoy on radio, online, on TV, and in the movies. Jimmy, you're the producer and star of the hit documentary feature film The Observers, as well as the narrator of Extraordinary, The Revelations. Both these films available on Amazon Prime and other viewing platforms. Talk about these movies and your role in making the UFO discussion a big topic in our current mainstream culture.
I just went out. It's funny that you bring that up, and thank you for that. I just went to lunch with Cody Blue Snyder, who is Dee Snyder's son, as everybody knows Dee, you know, the front man of Twisted Sister. And Cody is a film director. And so we're out to lunch and with a couple of other people, you know, Hollywood business types. And we're sitting there, and Cody goes, "Man, Jimmy, I just wanted to let you know that I love the film The Observers." And I went, "Well, thank you," because Cody's a great director. And if anybody wants to go, so go watch his short film, Fool's Day, and you will see what a talent he is. And Dee has a lot to be proud of with his son, Cody. Anyway, and he said, how did you make the film? I produced it. I star in the film, too, as well. And I was a little uncomfortable with that part because I was producing it. But I cast the film, and I worked with the director, Roger Richards, really close. And, you know, we're friends. And the idea behind that film was to get the absolute biggest, best, and brightest minds on the subject of aliens and contact. And so, you know, Linda Moulton Howe and Richard Dolan and Whitley Strieber and William Henry and others. Debbie Cobble is in the film, too, as well. She's the subject of Bud Hopkins' book, Intruders. And so you get everybody together and you just, and they all have a different take on the subject, but you get them together and you get them talking and get the interaction between them and, you know, go out to dinner, which we did like, you know, 5-6 nights in a row and recorded all of that. But get them talking and then turn and flip that into a film, which is what we did. And so everybody had a fresh take on this. But back at the time, Ron, the subject of UFOs, you know, some call them UAPs today, has gone mainstream. We have the government talking about it. We have Congress talking about it, the Senate, the Pentagon, all branches of the military, all of the three-letter agencies. And on top of that, we have the media. We have Fox and CNN and BBC and MSNBC. They're all covering it. All of the major television networks have programming now on this subject, and everybody is in on it. And it allowed us at that time when we shot The Observers to take advantage of where we are today on the subject. Everybody is talking about it, where I've got all of these leaders in the community that have been fighting the good fight and ridiculed for years on this, suddenly are free to openly talk about this without having, you know, to censor themselves or think about what the public is going to say about this or the media or the critics. Now it's an open discussion. And that's what the Observers is about. And it's the same thing with Extraordinary, The Revelations. That film, which was put together and directed by J3 Films, and they came to me and asked me if I would narrate it. Now, what a privilege that is, right? Anybody wants that phone call. And when they called, they said to me, and I believe that they were honest, that, Jimmy, you're a voice in the community, you're a leader in the community, but you've got a great set of pipes. So we need to get all of that into this film. And I went, what an opportunity to do this. I found very quickly, Ron, that narration, it's not as easy as it sounds. And but we got it done. And those films, which I'm very proud of, I've done probably, I don't even know now, 15, 20 films over the years, and I've just completed three more projects this year. And it was a chance for me to just voice somebody else's work. And it was great, and the film became a huge hit and won a ton of awards, and it's something that I'm very proud of. And where we are today, I know, as for you, this is your show, I'm the guest, but for you, with an interest in these subjects, you have to feel the same way that I do, that mainstream and the public and everybody else is not teasing you anymore for asking questions and having an interest in the subject. And I think it's a brave new world. It's awesome.
It's a brave new world, and you're all over it, dude. Not just in the media, but in the flesh. You mentioned your recent trip to Egypt. You spent your birthday there, man. How cool is that? And you've just returned from an expedition to Peru. I always enjoy following your travels on social media. What new adventures are on Jimmy Church's calendar for 2024?
Oh, man. After 2023, Ron, 7 countries in 12 months, in addition to, you know, my TV show, which I do over on Gaia. I don't need to plug that, but it's
awesome. We love
it.
Yes, please.
Yeah. And thank you for that. Yeah. So I'm shooting a TV series all year long. I'm doing film production. I have Fade to Black, conferences, and then squeezing in, traveling the world. And I haven't had any days off, which is awesome. Trying to get to January 1st, right? That was my goal at the beginning of 2023, because I knew the schedule that was in front of me. It was breakneck, and it was moving very, very fast. So I'm looking at 2024, and my plan was, I'm not going to do what I did in 2023. Well, Ron, it's not that kind of party. Mm-hmm. Right? 2024 is turning out to be just as crazy as 2023. And we're taking Fade to Black on the road in 2024. We're going Fade to Black live in different cities across the U.S. And our first one will be in Scottsdale on 420 on April 20th. I didn't pick that date. April 20th will be in Scottsdale, and taking the show live, and you've just got to pinch yourself. You know, how did I get here where there is what's the word that I'm looking for? There is a demand for me to take my radio show onto the stage and go across the country. How did all of this happen? Well, it's not necessarily about me. It's the world. They're starving for this. I think that they are ready for the answers that are about to be revealed. And it used to be, do you remember when you and I were kids, and the story, if you can go back that far, Ron, by the way, it is, the story was always what we were fed was, if aliens are real, then we'll have anarchy in the streets. The stock market's going to crash. The religions are going to crash. Everything is going to go crazy. We can't handle it. Well, as it turns out, the opposite is true. I think that most of the people in the world that didn't necessarily talk about this, now that these revelations have been put in front of them, the answers have been very simple. Of course we're not alone. What? The universe is a big place. There's no way that, and that's the attitude. It's the opposite of what the man was trying to tell the world, that we weren't ready for this, and it would all just blow up in our faces, so we couldn't handle the truth. The opposite is our reality, and I'm really enjoying the moment. I have to tell you, I've been fighting this fight for a very long time, and rolling that rock uphill, and suddenly it's okay. And I'm not saying it's a vindication or something that I can sit back and go, see, I told you so. It's not about that. It's now I don't have to worry about what I say, and I don't have to worry about being attacked, because history is now showing that I have been on the right side of the fence, along with you and everybody else that's been asking these questions.
Well, there's so many more questions I want to ask you, so we'll have to get you back on the show to dig even deeper. Jimmy Church on the Streets of Rock and Roll, thank you so much for the friendship and the great discussions on and off the air.
Ron Keel, you are the very best. Thank you, my brother.
Oh, thank you, brother. Safe travels, and I'm going to make plans to see you in Scottsdale April 20th.
Bring 8x10s. We're going to have a meet and greet, and I want you to take selfies with me and my fans.
For the complete, unedited versions of the interviews you hear on the Streets of Rock and Roll, subscribe to the podcast, RonKeelPodcast.com.
Yeah.
had to squeeze in some mandatory Aussie. What a great time. Hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. A special thanks to my guest, Jimmy Church. Find him online at jimmychurchradio.com. Find me at ronkeel.com. Thank you to TotalRock.com for presenting this special edition of the show. Happy holidays, Keelaholics. As always, it's a blast, a pleasure, an honor, and a thrill entertaining you. Until next time, live the rock, Sheldon!
Ron Keel, you are the very best. Thank you, my brother.
Got it. The right to shop in the online store at ronkeel.com. Music, merch, and memorabilia from my entire career. Brand new swag and vintage collectibles. Signed CDs, vinyl, shirts, hoodies, hats, autographed photos, DVDs, guitar picks, and lots more. You'll find links to the Steeler Collection, the Metal Shop Collection, auction items, from metal to cowboy and everything in between. Visit the online store at ronkeel.com. And don't forget to use your 20% Patreon all-access discount. It means a lot to me when people shell out their hard-earned money for this stuff. So thank you. Enjoy the music, merch, and memorabilia, and live the rock!